Test Folder 3. Exercise 1. You will hear part of a lecture about the ancient African city of Great Zimbabwe. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 9. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 9.
One of the most impressive structures of southern Africa is Great Zimbabwe, a ruined city surrounded by a massive stone wall reaching a height of 10 metres. This wall and the stone buildings within the city have survived, but unfortunately not the houses of the majority of people, which were of mud. Great Zimbabwe was part of a state which covered much of the interior of Southeast Africa and may well have been the capital. There's disagreement over the precise meaning of the name Zimbabwe. One interpretation is houses of rock, as this material was used for the most important buildings. Because of the historical significance of the Great Zimbabwe site, the name was adopted by the present country on independence in 1980. Not very much is known about the people who constructed Great Zimbabwe, as they had no written language and their oral traditions haven't survived. They were probably Shona-speaking people who moved into the area around the 6th century and began building the stone walls, using granite quarried from nearby hills, in the 12th. The walls were followed by the stone structures within them. One of these, the Great Enclosure, is likely to have been a royal residence, and it's the largest ancient structure south of the Sahara. It's unclear why that particular site was chosen for Great Zimbabwe. Although the grasslands of the area were ideal for cattle grazing, the soil may not have supported agriculture to the extent required to feed so many people. Grain and other staples may have had to be brought in from elsewhere. It used to be thought that the site was chosen for the city because of the gold found in the district, but it now seems that this wasn't exploited until a century after Great Zimbabwe was founded. At least for part of the time that the city existed, its wealth seems to have come from its role as a trading centre. Ivory and later gold were traded through East African ports for cloth and other goods from Arabia and further east. This was probably the main source of Great Zimbabwe's power and wealth. By the middle of the 15th century, however, the city was in decline. Trade had moved further north. Local resources had apparently been overused, and salt was scarce. Possibly for these reasons, although we may never know for certain, Great Zimbabwe was abandoned by about 1600. At the height of its prosperity, the city was probably home to 18,000 people, perhaps more. But now, it simply consists of ruins.